Over the past 150 years, Appalachian Ohio has seen a number of industries come and go in the region. Some investors and professionals are gearing up for another industry that has great potential for good jobs and environment-friendly business. Anka McKetty has the story.
Traditionally, the sound of industry in Appalachia was this. But soon, industry in Appalachia may sound like this. The click of a computer mouse.
If we are going to have some really major positive impacts on the economy of this region, then we have to start looking toward the future rather than the past.
Bill Sams is a retired microcomputer industry executive with 25 years of experience in Silicon Valley. He's chairman of the board for the Information Technology Alliance of Appalachian Ohio, a not-for-profit group that helps develop the region's IT services, infrastructure, and workforce. One of their recent focuses has been on computer game and simulation design. Nationally, this is a $10 billion business, bigger even than the film industry.
And all you need is the broadband connection. It doesn't need four-lane highways. It doesn't need big airports. It just needs plugging in.
For instance, I just moved to a mountaintop in West Virginia where the only other guy who lives up there with me doesn't even have electricity.
Ken Musgrave runs Pandromeda, a company that creates virtual universes for games. He says geography doesn't matter in this business.
I can be anywhere. It doesn't matter. The advantage to Appalachia is A, it's beautiful, so B, you might want to live there, and C, it's really inexpensive. I think I'm the vanguard of a whole new wedge of people that are going to be moving out to Appalachia again.
I came here from Austin, Texas, which is kind of a busy place, and I asked my boss if I could work at home, and he said sure. And he didn't realize that my home was 1,200 miles away.
Howard Dorch was on the development team for Sony's EverQuest, one of the most successful online games ever.
Long ago, monsters scoured the world of Norath.
Now Dorch runs a game design company called Hypercat in Portsmouth, Ohio.
I would like to hire people from this area to work in my business. Rather than sending the money to California, send the money here.
So, it's here. We've got the land, we've got wonderful people. We just need to provide opportunities like this to our young people so that they can get a $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 a year job and stay in their community. And that kind of money applied here makes you a very well-off person.
This doesn't affect the environment. It takes up almost no space. It's a perfect business for our region.
Tom Stead is chairman of the Fine Digital and Performing Arts Department at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth.
This is the opening page.
He's showing me a presentation of their program in